Oh, look. No, not Chilton, Harwell. Yeah. They're better looking down here, aren't they? Now, is my microphone all right? Because he's got it pinned on his sleeve. We might get a bit of disturbance because he tends to fidget a bit. Yes, you. How's your cold? Better? Oh, dear, dear, dear. Are you still sneezing? I did need a demonstration. Have you got a hanky? Oh. No, don't do that. That's revolting. Now, behave or we'll have to go home. Right. What is the best gift that you had this Christmas? I've got some wonderful answers in Chilton. Somebody had a bread maker. Somebody had a chocolate lollipop maker. So we're going to their house this afternoon. Somebody'd had a lovely bracelet. Who's prepared to shout out? Come on, you're really brave now down here in Harwell. Yeah. Wendy had a window cleaned. Jim, you gave yourself to Wendy this Christmas. He's such a lovely man. He's a window cleaner. What sort of window cleaner? Male or female? I worry about Wendy and Jim. I have worried about them for years. I remember asking her once what she had for her birthday from Jim, and she said a front door lock. That's true, isn't it, Wendy? It is true. It was what she wanted. That was what she wanted. Jim did, as he was asked, he got her something that she wanted. Right, come on then, you lot. What did you get? What was the best thing you got? Or the thing that surprised you the most? Oh, dear, you're worse than Chilton. Anybody up here? Coburns, they didn't get anything at all, obviously. Yes, sir. A lightsaber. Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, I had a lovely Christmas present, and probably one of the best gifts I had was from our son. As you know, David retired in June, and he bought us a gift, or he bought me the gift of a book. 101 Things to Do with a Retired Man. And I haven't had a chance to read it yet because David is so busy looking through what he might be, you know, what might be inflicted on him. And he's read it more than I have, but I thought that was an absolutely brilliant gift. And in Chilton, we baptised Jan Radford's grandson, James. And so we were saying thank you to God for the gift of James, for the gift of his life. We're coming to the Christmas season of Epiphany, and the kings are still on their journey. They're not quite there yet. Wednesday, the 6th of January, is Mark's Epiphany, but because this is the nearest Sunday to it, we're celebrating it today. And it's all about giving. The wise men were on their journey. What did they bring to Jesus? Three gifts. Shout it out. Yes, gold, frankincense and myrrh. One of the most appealing Christmas stories is that of Amal and the night visitors. And it is only a story. The three wise men were on their way to Bethlehem, and they came to the home of a poor woman who had a little boy called Amal. Amal was disabled and he couldn't walk without a crutch. One evening, a loud knocking on the door interrupted them, and his mother said to Amal, "Go and see who is at the door." And he went back and he came, went to the door and he came back and he said to his mother, "Mama, there is a king at the door." Well, she scolded him for exaggerating so much and sent him back to the door, and he came back a second time. And he said, "There are two kings out there now." He was in big trouble by then. So for a third time, she sent him back to the door, and he came back and he said, "Mama, there are three kings out there." Eventually, after all kinds of conversation, the three wise men came in. Amal's mother wished that she had something to send, but she was very poor. Amal, sensing what was happening around him, also had nothing to give, but he wanted so much to be able to send something. And in the end, he decided to send the crutch. the one thing that was indispensable to him, he was going to give it away. So he lifted up the crutch and gave it to the wise men. He gave what he had. He gave it personally. He gave it completely. And then a miracle occurred. His mother noticed at first that he could walk. The giving away of the most valuable treasure that Amal had was the very thing that freed him from the need of having to use it. What is the best gift that you gave? I gave Alfred new glasses. Yeah, they're in focus now, aren't they? Yes. What is the best gift that you gave? I'll tell you one of the gifts that we gave. Back in the summer, our daughter went to Cornwall for her holiday. We copped the joy. No, it wasn't back in the summer, it was half term in October. We copped the joy of feeding the cat, which normally isn't a problem, except we just moved to Harwell, so it was a bit of a journey, twice a day. So we went in the morning, fed the cat, went back again in the evening, fed the cat. And they were gone for a week. So we did what all good parents do, and we fed the cat. When they came home, Naomi bought me in particular, three lovely white doves. They're porcelain, they're flat, and they hang on our dresser. One's called Love, one's called Joy, and one's called Peace. But ever since she bought those birds back for me, she's been saying, I wish I'd kept them. I think they're lovely. Well, you know what I mean, Mum. I don't wish I'd kept them, because obviously I wanted you to have them, but I wish I'd bought some for myself. So then we thought, well, can we do this? Said to Richard, her husband, where did she get them? I don't know. So I said, well, will your mum know? Oh, yeah, Mum, I know. Mum still lives in Cornwall. So Richard texted his mum. Ah, yes, said Mum. This is, and she gave us the name of the street. It was a sort of like a shopping square, actually. So we went on the street view, you know, like the camera. We're going round. And then all of a sudden Richard said, that's it. Annie's Place. So we looked up Annie's Place and we rang them and they said, oh yeah, would you like to buy over the phone? Yes, please, can we do that? Yes, we'll do that. Would you like us to send them? Yes, please. Do you want to be able to track it? So many choices. I said, no, just first class would do fine. And they arrived the next day. And when we gave them to Naomi on Christmas Day, her face was a picture, because she had no idea. It was a real surprise. Trying to surprise her is hard work, but we did it. We did it this year. And for her, the most precious gift that she received was from Ethan, her son, who's 4. He had gone to school one morning and walking around the playground, he had found a fir cone. And he had picked it up, totally unprompted by anybody else, and he gave it to his daddy, and he said, please will you wrap this up for Mummy for Christmas? And so he did. And she opened it on Christmas morning. And the tears, you know, it was worthless. But it was the sentiment. It was the fact that he picked it up, and he'd actually thought to himself, this would make a nice gift. It wasn't worth anything to anybody except her. And I guess she'll treasure it for the rest of her life. What we give is important. Why were these gifts that the kings gave so important? What does gold represent? Yes, he was a king, good boy. What does frankincense represent? Tell me again. He does, and it also represents the fact that he was a priest, wasn't it? Yes, he does. And what about, where have we got to, gold, frankincense, myrrh? Yes. He was going to die, and myrrh is used for embalming bodies. So there were three very significant gifts. What can we give today? Something that we treasure, or that we need, or that we think we need, like Amal? We're going to sing a carol in a moment. I don't know if it comes next, does it, Pam? Look at the last line, and it'll tell you what you can give. Amen.